Food Nation Radio knows that working in a restaurant can really bite the big one.
That's funny because it's true.
Got something on your chest you'd like to get off? Go to foodnationradio.com and click the big red email link. You can tell us in your own words what the hell is going on where you work, who treats you okay, who's an a**hole, and so much more. We'll change the pitch of your voice so no one will know that it's you and you'll be protected. Then we'll play it on a future show and we'll see what kind of we can stir up.
Bring it on.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Each week, these poor, battered servers endure more aggravation from not only their customers, but from the people they work for. Let's play the first one this week.
So the restaurant I work for implemented a new staff meal policy to try to keep us from quitting. People who work in the front of the house get 50% off their meals. Those of us who work in the kitchen can make what we want for ourselves, as long as it's not lobster or steak.
A lot of people aren't buying food right now.
Now, they can't afford to with the costs.
Well, not only the costs, but in the Midwest, I mean, we're going to talk more about that later, but let's play the next one.
I love my customers, but I hate this restaurant. I got strep throat and had to go to the doctor. My insurance plan wouldn't cover it because I don't have insurance because the owner was pocketing the extra money he was taking from me.
Wow.
I called the state attorney and now he's in big trouble.
This has been an ongoing problem with restaurants. They'll pool tips and say they're going to buy benefits and they don't buy benefits, or they try to self-insure and then something gets too expensive and they can't self-insure. There really needs to be a little more oversight. I'm not for a lot of regulation.
No, you're not. So it's kind of a surprise to call for it. But I would tend to agree with you that someone needs to stand up. An entity needs to stand up for these millions of people.
How about the National Restaurant Association?
They're on the other side of the table. They're the ones who create the policies whereby somebody can pocket, you know, the insurance premiums that this poor woman paid. They'll back the restaurant owner because he's employing people. That's the lunacy of it all.
They're paying the lobby.
That's correct.
And that's really unfortunate because it's the servers. At the end of the day, they're at the bottom of the food chain. They're the people that get treated like
dirt,
garbage, and they're the ones trying to make you happy.
All right, I got a good story. How would that be for a change?
That'd be great.
Okay, here you go. Listen to this.
Safe to say workers like Zach Connolly here were saying woo-hoo at Wahoo Seafood Grill after a customer gifted a $10,000 gratuity to him and his 9 co-workers. On Tuesday evening, Zach Connolly was working when a man gave $1,000 each to 10 workers at the restaurant. But he does have one question for the customer.
If the guy who tipped us is watching, I'd like for him to come back in and let me know what he does for a living.
In the studio, Cameron Lund, TV 20 News.
See, that's what people are doing. They're stepping up because the corporations aren't. I understand the small mom and pop places.
Yeah.
They're already, you know, stretched. But these companies need to step up and take care of their employees. Come on.
All right, quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk about food shortages and something that's happening in Australia that might make a big difference.
And they're thinking about it here.
Well, I hope so.
Hey, you like podcasts? We've got them. You can find them at Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. All the links are on foodnationradio.com.